Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're alive. Descendants. Written and directed by Casey Whalen. Chapter 5, Survival of the Fittest. Part 1 of 2.
What other choice do we have?
Oh, shit! Vincent! Run! Run! I can't take it! I can't take it! Hurry! I can't!
Good. Good arm control. Swing down with the blade. One smooth motion.
You're good with a sword.
So are you. A natural.
Dad! Dad!
I don't want to get in that water. You can't make me.
Dad!
God, why can't you fucking talk to
Dad!
Me?
Ah!
What the hell?
Dad, don't!
Hours till kickoff. So, Dot, you ready for this?
Dot.
Okay, so you gotta tell me, is this some sort of speech impediment, or is it like a head injury, or what?
Dot.
As your partner, I think I should know. This makes me very fucking nervous.
Dot.
Should we sleep? Nah, we ain't getting sleep. I mean, been a long frickin' day. I mean, who could sleep at this point? Shit, they're definitely not fucking sleeping. What the hell?
Dot.
Please, can you just talk to me?
Dot?
I am freaking out here, and we're supposed to be partners! I thought fucking Nick was bad! Oh my
yo,
fucking...
Yo, Alex. Relax, man.
Dot.
Just enjoy your time. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. Yeah, and everyone can hear what you're doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really? Don't you think it's a little rude?
Gotta make every moment count, right?
You got no clue, do you?
What? Just got some training to do.
Nick!
Hey, just getting a snack. I'll be right there.
You're fucking ridiculous, bro.
I ain't the enemy! Stop!
Sorry.
God damn! I think we need to take a break. You are pretty impressive with that.
Thanks. Started young.
Yeah, didn't we all?
That. She's still not talking to you?
Not a word. Well, just that one single word, Dot. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
I'm sure it'll work out in the end.
I'm gonna keep warming up. Are you?
No, I'm done. Do the smart thing and get some rest.
Breathe. I think it's dead.
The blade is now, too. Completely dull.
That's gonna be your weapon of choice.
Well, hopefully something like it.
What about this one?
A katana. You had this all this time.
No, actually, this is from when I found Alvin. He can't have it, and I was gonna sell it, but I thought you might have a better use, seeing what you could do with it.
It looks like it's been cleaned. And did you sharpen this?
It was pretty grungy. Couldn't let you go out there with it looking like that. Figure if they were letting you have a weapon in there, might as well be something that you want.
This is perfect. This makes things a lot better. Still feels like I can't breathe, but I mean... Damn. Can we do this? And survive?
From what I've seen, I believe you can. The rest, I don't know.
I hope you're not right. And to be separated? I won't know what's happening to Nick or Alex. We're just so far from home. How can we ever get back?
Just focus on finding that exit. You're a guardian. Use everything you know. Hey, it's gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine.
What the hell are you doing? What the hell do you know about fine?
Relax, I am trying to help.
Relax? You're the whole reason we're here.
I get what I look like from your perspective, but...
But what? You brought us here, and now you give me this? What is your game? What are you even doing? What do you gain by this?
This is no game. I'm trying to help. You win, I win, right?
We lose, and you still live. So what the fuck does that mean for us?
I'm trying to help you, okay? Maybe not... Maybe you don't understand, but I'm doing what I can.
Oh, please.
You're a soldier. You get orders. I'm a survivor, so I do what I have to do.
There could have been other ways. Save it.
What the hell do you know about what I've had to do? This is probably the first time you've actually been drugged through real shit in your life, and you don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
I've got countless stories and scars. Not to mention I was already in the same damn place you're in now.
You don't get it. None of us would be here if it wasn't for you. If anyone dies in there, it's because of you.
Good luck out there, Vera. I hope you never have to make any hard decisions in your life. Must be nice. Keep the sword. It's yours now. I only spent the last 2 hours working on it. And take this, too. I think it's Nick's.
Capital of Old Rhode Island?
Dot.
4 times 4?
Dot.
How old are you?
Dot.
This is pointless.
3-letter words signifies abbreviations.
Dot.
You're not helping.
She got that one right.
Dot.
Whatever, dot dots. I gotta get going, okay? I have to sleep. Good night.
Look at this guy. Well, he back so soon there, Romeo?
Sorry. We're done now. It's just a aftershock. You know how those go.
Dad.
That's all you've gotten out of her?
Nothing else. Nakoma doesn't know anything either. Only that she's from the UA, and she's an East Coaster.
Pat.
Still playing charades with that one? Give it a rest.
She ain't your partner, so back the fuck off.
Think she could fight?
Dad.
Only one way to find out, then. Fight her.
What?
I mean, yeah. See what she does.
He's gonna break her. You see how short she is?
I don't think you're giving her as much credit as you should.
You serious? Like it's a, what? Like it's an act?
Or a trauma. Could just be a mask. A way to not have to deal with things out of her control. Well, go on. Both of you. Push the couch back.
Nick, I'm gonna take another shower.
Oh, that's cool. I'll join you in a minute. I wanna see this.
Okay, then.
See, she gets the idea. Understands more than you think.
Dot.
So, hand to hand, go for a submission, I guess? I won't hurt you, I promise. I'll go easy, okay? All right, let's go. For Mr. Vincent here.
Dot.
All right. Begin.
Wait, I can't do
this. Damn, girl. Shit.
Wow. Wow. An
And he's about to be asleep.
Yeah, tap out, Alex. Tap out.
Okay, tap
out. Oh, boy, I should have put money on this one.
Wow. Oh, my. As much as I love to see this, this is embarrassing.
I told you.
What the hell?
Dot.
The fuck?
Yeah, you're gonna do just fine.
Yeah, I should be relieved right now, but I'm kind of scared.
Dot?
I'm good. I'm okay. Thank you.
Clean yourself up.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
She's stronger than she looks. That's for sure.
Alex is in good hands.
Yeah. We might actually make it through this.
We might.
Well, I've had my fill. Till the morning, Nick?
Yeah.
You have to do that?
Dad.
Oh, God.
Want a trade?
Dad.
Yeah, you can say that again.
I'm gonna call it, too. Night all. Dot, you...
Dot.
Dot. Night.
Night.
Nick, this is crazy, right?
Yeah. How did we ever get into this mess?
Oh, I know the reason. Come over here, away from the cameras.
You think the trapper's watching?
Nakoma? Probably. How are we going to get out of this? Any way to escape?
Lisa and I talked. I think we gotta go through with it.
There's no other way.
From the looks of this place, doesn't seem there's any way out. But after we win, then...
Then what? Get roped into some other bullshit? Look in Nakoma. It's one big pyramid scheme. They move you up, but you can't truly get out.
No, we're different. We have somewhere to go back to. She didn't.
What if they don't let us out?
Then we'll just keep fighting. I mean, what else can we do?
Ugh! The army and now this? I feel like I've never had control of my own life.
Does anyone ever?
The worst of it is, I won't know what's going on with you. And Alex.
I'll be alright. I got the, thick skin, remember? I'm more worried about you. And Lisa.
You actually trust Vincent in there with you?
Well, he needs me as much as I need him. You spend time with him. Think he can hold his own?
He seemed pretty good when we were sparring. Plus, he lasted that long out in the red zone by himself.
Yeah, so he should be able to do all right. But in there, I don't know.
You better come back to me, Nicholas Tink.
That's pretty much a guarantee.
Is it ever?
Ain't nothing gonna harm a hair on this fine ass. Relax.
Why do you kid all the time?
Why are you so serious all the time? It's better for your nerves to ride the wave and not paddle against it.
Maybe because you don't have to be as worried as the rest of us.
That's bullshit and you know it. I have no guarantees. Same as the rest of you.
I didn't mean it like that.
Hold up. Where did you get that sword?
The katana? Nakoma gave it to me. Look what else.
Huh! Tanya's journal? I thought this was gone. Thank God.
She gave it back.
Maybe she's not half bad.
We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her.
Well... She risked herself for our benefit already. Not to mention, this weapon is kind of perfect for you.
I know.
Maybe luck is on our side. I don't know. Maybe we're supposed to be here.
In some crazy way, you might be right.
Oh, Vera. All my ways are crazy ways.
You are not as mysterious as you think you are.
Oh, yeah? What would you know?
Everything.
Really?
Try me.
Favorite color?
Green.
Easy one. Favorite book?
You don't read.
Ooh, harsh, girl.
True?
But so harsh.
You can try and try, but you're pretty easy to figure out. It's not like I haven't seen you practically every day of our lives.
Oh, don't need to remind me. Okay. If you know me so well, tell me something. Something that I don't even know about myself.
There's a big one. And despite all your training, you still don't know a thing about it.
Really? What? Just say it.
Love?
Oh, the hell I don't. You kidding me? I mean, after all the girls that I've dated?
From someone who has been forced to be familiar with every one of your escapades, you obviously don't.
Okay, those are big words. You've never even been in a real relationship.
At least I know what my relationships are. I'm never in love with any of them. It's only physical.
So you don't even know. Why are we having this conversation, okay? Is this what was so important to say? Look, I gotta go get some rest. I'm already up too late.
Hey, don't get all pissy with me. I don't deserve that.
What do you want from me, Vera?
I want to know that I don't have to worry about you, that you're not going to do something stupid, that we're going to be okay.
I won't. Look, it's going to be fine, okay? We'll get through this just like we get through everything else.
You better be right.
Now come here. Give me a hug, damn it. Mara.
All right. Fuck.
What? What happened?
God, Nicholas. You know how your mind lets you forget something when too many things are in front of it?
Daily. Are you kidding? What'd you remember?
Something I know, and I want to say, and maybe should, but can't. It's not important for what's next, you know, but I feel like I need to get it out.
It sounds like you could use some, alone time, if you know what I mean. This some type of confessional?
No, this is serious. Nick, can you not joke for once?
What? I always joke.
Why?
It's the only way I can get through stuff like this. You should try it.
I wish I could. My mind is just replaying every scenario over and over. What if this happens? You do this. And thinking about every situation and variable and then Lisa and... It's just too much.
Look, I know. Okay? I'm right here with you.
Are you?
Yes. Always. You think anyone's looking for us? Back home, that is.
Knowing who we are, who raised us, I'd guarantee it.
I don't know. Michael's probably thrilled that I'm gone.
Don't say that. Never say that. You know it's not true.
Yeah. I know.
But even if they are looking, there's no way they'd ever guess where we are.
We'll be back after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And now, we continue with Descendants.
Communications, this is Dean. How can I direct you? Communications, this is Dean. How can I direct you? Communications, how... Oh, and you please get me out of here.
Dean? Here are the documents you asked me for.
Oh, shit! Thank you!
Yeah, no problem.
I mean it. Thank you. You're the best. Yes, this is it. Damn it. Call back later. This is important. Ah, there you are. I found her!
Oh, no. This is my home. How dare you call me? You don't know me. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know my husband or my son. So do not call back. Do you understand?
Pegs! It's Dean.
Oh. Dean. Hello. I'm sorry. I've just gotten so many phone calls lately, I am going crazy.
Wait, what? This is why I told you should be staying with Ruth and I. I mean, it's just my mom and me now, but okay, yet more important part, right, why I called. I found her.
Found who?
The girl who gave me the journal at the party.
What? You did?
Yeah, if it was a setup, she's the one we need to talk to.
Okay, well, who is she? Where is she?
Denise Fortain, about a block from the hospital. Any idea who that is?
Never heard of her.
I was gonna go talk to her and...
I wanna come with you. When should I meet up?
Oh, you do? What if it's dangerous?
I don't care. Is now a good time? Let's go now.
Yeah, I think I can make that work.
Great.
All right, I'll page you the address. Meet me there in 30 minutes. She's already here, Mom.
You told her I was coming, right?
I may not have had a chance to.
That's why I'm getting that look.
Ruth, hi. I did not expect you to be here.
Pegs, I wanted to come. Dean said you were getting phone calls?
A few hang-ups. It's really not a big deal.
We just wanted to make sure you're okay. After everything going on...
CJ has people watching the house. I'm fine.
But you're there alone.
Dean, are we getting close?
Yeah, we're almost there. She lives this way. I didn't want to scare her off.
You're coming too?
I can wait at the curb if you want.
No. Sorry, yes, come. It's... I'm just...
You don't have to explain. I'm here to help.
The apartment building is locked.
Try the buzzer.
Hello?
Miss Fortain? Does a Miss Fortain live here?
Why?
We just have a few questions.
Great. Push the button again. Want me to try?
No. I'm sorry, did we get disconnected?
I don't want to talk right now.
Can you tell if that's her?
I barely remember much after the grog bowl, let alone what she sounded like. But she might remember me. We spoke the other night.
Dean?
Yes! Hi! You know me, or remember me? Hello? Hello? Ugh, the button doesn't work anymore.
We can't let her ignore us. Which apartment is hers?
I can't tell from here.
Well, I'm not gonna let that stop us.
Wait. What are you doing?
Breaking the glass?
Oh, there are better ways. Give me a sec.
What are you doing?
Picking the lock.
Dean, really?
What? It's the only way.
You can do that?
Standard guardian training.
Huh.
Voila.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, which door is it?
Third on the right.
Hey! Open up! Denise! Open the door!
I really don't have the time right now.
Oh, no. I really don't have it. Look, lady, I don't know why the hell you won't open the goddamn door, but I have a husband in the hospital and a son who's lost right now, so I don't have a lot of time to bullshit. But if you have answers, you better believe that I will fucking tear apart every piece of the house between us until you tell me everything you know.
Way to lay it all out there.
Might have come on a little too strong.
I'm sorry, I don't know anything. Is that her?
Denise, we met at the party, didn't we? You gave me a book. Yes, that was you?
To give to Nicholas.
Yes, it's her, it's you! Yeah, I remember you now. You wore the thing with the blue or red. Anyway.
Why did you have the journal? Where did it come from?
I was given it to give to Dean. The girl said she was too shy.
What? That's it?
Wait. Someone gave the journal to you to deliver to Nick.
But it was another girl? What do you know about her?
I've actually never seen her before. She was outside the party and asked if I'd give it to Nick. Felt like a book, so it seemed harmless.
That means she wouldn't be on the event roster. What else do you remember about her?
Shorter girl, wore a long coat.
Anything else? Please, anything more you can give us.
I'm sorry, I didn't even know this was an issue. Is Nicholas okay?
The more you can tell us would help.
Right. Well...
Anything you can remember.
What is it?
I don't want to seem mean, but there was something funny about her eyes.
What do you mean?
That was about the only thing I remember. She looked at me, but didn't.
I think I know who it is.
I do, too. Why would she
Okay, you've been very helpful. Thank you, Denise.
I hope you find your son, and that your husband gets better.
Thank you.
Ooh, this is getting exciting. I'll drive. Where are we going?
Hospital.
We're Alive, Descendants will return next week. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You've been listening to We're Alive, Descendants. Produced by Wayland Productions. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Starring
Datan Gilbert as Nicholas.
Hajin Cho as Vera.
Austin Trace as Alex.
Bree Tilton as Lisa.
Hayes Dunlap as Dean.
Alisa Elliott as Pegs.
Shannon Cudd as Ruth.
Vanessa Bourne as Nakoma.
Michael Ursu as Vincent.
Briarly Bishop as Dot.
And I'm Michael Swan. Additional voices by Jesse Kalia,
Ruby Wright,
Shannon Zimmerman, Phil Nieto, Kyle Puddig, Adrian Baron, K.C. Whalen. Produced by K.C. Whalen. Line producers Christian Vieira and Alisa Elliott. Editing and sound design by Victoria Chang. Assistant editing by Isabella Miller. Infected sound design by Michael Keane and Gino Jang. Mastered by Victoria Cheng. Original music by Danny Burkhoff Hopkins. Recording and engineering by Wayland Productions. Recording engineer, Michael Keane. Script supervisors, Lauren Kroom and Victoria Cheng. Production assistants, Isabella Miller and Holly Megan Scott. Audio production manager, Victoria Cheng. Social media manager, Gino Jang. Videographer, Blair Wayland. Co-produced by Rusty Quill. Executive producer, Alexander J. Newell. Chief Marketing Officer, Callum Doherty. Marketing Assistant, Hattie Quinlan. For more info about the show and a complete list of cast and crew, visit us at www.wearealive.com. This has been a Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.